Inventivity, what does it mean? The state of being inventive, creating or designing new things or thoughts. Hello, I'm Richard Miles. Welcome to the Inventivity Pod. Join us as we speak to inventors, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are using inventivity to change the world. They will bring us alongside their journey as they share their personal stories from start to finish, including the triumphs, the failures, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Inventivity Pod. I'm your host, James DeVirgilio. We started 2024 with our series on animal health called Beyond the Collar, and we are grateful to the amazing guests that joined us. These conversations were fun, inspiring, informative, and showcased inventivity in the ever-growing animal health industry. We thought you would enjoy some selected highlights from those conversations. Our first clip is from The Power of Paws with Dr. Nancy G. Dr. G gave us an insightful look into the fascinating research being done on the transformative power of the human-animal connection. Listen as she explains the impact that pet ownership has on cognition in older adults.
Erica Friedman and I have been using the Baltimore Longitudinal Study on Aging, which is the longest running study of healthy human aging in the world. And we were able to get some pet ownership questions added into that. And then we got pet ownership history. So now we can look over a 10-year period. We can look at the impact of pet ownership on older adults. And we recently published some papers on this. One study showed that older adults who have pets, they have less deterioration in cognition. So people who don't have a pet, their cognition is deteriorating faster as they age. We found the same thing with physical function. So those two things alone are pretty important. We just prepared a paper on psychological adaptation, similar kind of findings where psychological adaptation deteriorates as you age. You become more prone to kind of mental illness and such, and it deteriorates more rapidly for non-pet owners. So there's really some good evidence that indicates that older adults, you know, having a pet is really good for them. And in society, we really need to find ways to support pet ownership amongst older adults, because they do tend to, I've got to move into a nursing home and I can't take my pet with me. You know, and so we need to help them with those kinds of issues.
In our second episode for this series, Unleashing Pet Relief with Jordan Sand, Jordan walked us through his journey from researcher to entrepreneur with his second pet health innovation, Happy Scratch. In this highlight, he describes something all inventors and innovators experience, the value of failure.
The first thing I'll say is I haven't done a whole bunch of science recently because there's so much of my time is spent doing the parts of the other parts of the business. They just are. And they're going to be, you know, marketing, making sure you make the product, production, making sure you deal with city inspectors, you know, found myself a red tag today, you know, dealing with a lot of things that no one teaches you about in the science realm. And it's like anything else. A lot of times, nobody has a better answer than your best guess. You're going to reach out, do your best. If it doesn't work, back up, do it again. And that's a lot like trying to discover new products. You'll only ever hear about the two or three successes. You won't hear about the 500 failures. That's not something anyone talks about. And I don't know, in my own opinion, I think there should be some way for scientists at least to publish the failures, the things that didn't work, because that way we don't have to go down those negative rabbit holes again and again and again, just in different places. A lot of people I know have talked about doing something like that, but I don't really know how the mechanism would be for that. And I think the same thing you can kind of get from entrepreneurs, especially failed entrepreneurs, or people you can talk to, and they'll say, hey, this didn't work, and this is why, and this is how we screwed it up. And in fact, my previous company, Happy Discovery, I learned a lot from that one.
And last but not least, in Scott Ijaz's Vet Tech Revolution, Scott's experience illustrates the importance of building a connection with consumers and investors and being authentic while doing so.
You're working so hard to solve a problem that is meaningful to you. And if you care about that problem to the extent that you should be able to talk about that to somebody else and get them to understand the magnitude of that problem as well. A lot of times when you're building a connection, it's about finding common ground, getting on the same page. And I think as people are trained how human psychology works, it's easy to highlight or find problems out there, right? A lot of people bond, like, you know, Seinfeld, for example, is all about small problems every day that really bother you on a regular basis. And, you know, that's a really good starting point for getting the conversation going, is finding that common ground that could be found in a problem statement.
Be sure to go back and listen to those full episodes to really immerse yourself in those conversations. And be on the lookout this year as we bring you more series based on smart home technologies, transportation innovations, and more. The Inventivity Pod is produced by the Cade Museum for Creativity and Invention, located in Gainesville, Florida. Richard Miles and me, James DeVirgilio, are your podcast hosts. Podcasts are recorded at the Heartwood Soundstage in Gainesville and edited and mixed by Rob Rothschild. Be sure to subscribe to the Inventivity Pod wherever you get your podcast and leave a comment or review to let us know how we're doing. Until next time, be inventive.